This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So you can join us. You can take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian,
Chris,
and Cody.
So just got back from a really long day at the New Hampshire State House, and, you know, it's not the most interesting place to go sometimes. Chris, it was probably the least interesting visit that you'll ever have. You stopped in for a hearing that you were looking forward to, only to find out that the sponsor of the bill himself had not bothered to show up for it.
No, so. that was a real shock to me because I figured he would at least show up.
Yeah, who knows what happened? You know, he is an old man, Dick Marple. We've talked about him previously here on Free Talk Live. He's one of those interesting characters that's kind of done a lot of research into the system, and he's got a bunch of theories as to, you know, how to kind of how things really are supposed to work. And he'd put in some bill to, I guess, create what's called a lodeal title. Now, I don't know a whole lot about this, but it's my understanding that the theory of this lodeal title is that if you hold a lodeal title to a piece of property, that means you can't be taxed on it. And he just so happens to be, I think he's like 85. He has a house in Hooksett, New Hampshire, that the city has now stolen from him on paper. He's still living in the house, but for so-called unpaid property taxes. So he hasn't actually paid property taxes in a few years, and they went ahead and did what's called a tax sale on that piece of property, to where they essentially claim that it is theirs, and then eventually they will try to, or no, tax deed it. They tax deed it. That's the term. So that's when the county or the city or whatever comes in and says, you owe too much money on your taxes and you haven't paid in X amount of years, so we're just going to go ahead and sign this right on over to us, because you don't actually own your property. You only get to hold on to it so long as you pay the taxes.
Yeah.
And so the next step after the tax deeding, which is basically granting the ownership, the legal claim over the property to the town, the next step is the city council or the town council has to vote to go ahead and sell the property. So then what they'll do is they'll take the property to a like an auction format where busybodies will come in, kind of the vulture types who want to help the city steal a house from somebody, and then they'll come in and bid. Essentially, the city's going to say, well, Mr. Marple owes $15,000 on this property. Do I have $15,000? Do I have a bid? Do I have $15,000? And then, you know, from there, they're hoping they're going to get the tax money that is owed on the house, and whoops, they're hoping they're going to get the tax money that's owed on the house, and then further, they are hoping, you know, if they bring extra money in, I think the rule is that they actually have to give that to the homeowner. So legally, the city can only claim the amount that they claim that they're owed. So if the house brings in $100,000 and it owes $15,000 in taxes, then in theory, the other $85,000 is supposed to go to the person who previously owned the property. So anyway, that's one of the fights that Dick Marple is in right now. And
do you know how that differs from, like, say, Jay Noon in Massachusetts, who was sort of doing some?
It doesn't differ at all. Jay Noon.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same thing.
Right. Jay's our Wednesday night co-host.
He'd be a great person to have on and talk about that.
We've talked to Jay about it. I went down there years ago when he had not paid property taxes ever on his house, and they went ahead and they tax deeded the property to the town. They then went and had a town auction, and I got arrested at that town auction for recording video in the town hall. Ultimately, I won that case with the help of the Massachusetts ACLU and got a $5,000 payout from that town. But, yeah, they took that house from Jay, and then ultimately they wanted to come and take it from him physically because he was still living in it, just in the way that Dick Marple is living in his house. And what happened was Jay gave us a heads up. We went down there with, like, I don't know, 8 people from Keene, and there was a bunch of folks from Massachusetts who had come out to help him, liberty-loving folks down there. And we just kind of all occupied his property for that day, the day that they were scheduled, the police were scheduled to come and evict Jay Noone from his house. We went down there and essentially did, you know, occupy. Before there was such a thing as occupy, yeah. We were doing that. And that actually stopped them from taking the house from him on that day. In fact, they didn't come back until like 4 in the morning, 6 months later. So, you know, half a year later, middle of the night, they came in, crashed in the front door, and took him out.
Now, it's interesting, with his case, did he not, I believe he did something to the deed where they had problems after.
Ooh,
do you recall?
I don't remember that detail, but yeah, he did say something. Something about the deed was clouded or the title was clouded.
Yeah,
he
somehow managed to cloud the deed, and so the person who owned it
bought it, rent it or
from
something.
The state can't get insurance on it.
Yeah, so therefore he can't rent it out.
Right,
or
therefore he
like
can't
that.
Rent it. Right.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting detail to the story. It's just a tragic. It's always such a tragic occurrence whenever it happens. So we're gonna follow the Dick Marple case here as closely as we can. Because I just love a courageous activist. I love it when somebody's willing to put their own freedom on the line to a level that the average person is not willing to do. And I find that to be like a really encouraging thing.
Did you? No, I know. I know. A couple weeks ago, we went out to the I don't want to say trial.
It's like a pretrial conference or arraignment or something for Dick Marple.
Now, that was pretty interesting. Did you ever end up talking about that on there?
You know what? I don't know if we got into to great detail on that. I did put the video up over at freekeen.com of that where he basically chews out a judge in her own courtroom. It was pretty amazing. Now, if you guys are familiar with the conspiracy kind of courtroom theory that when they call your name, you're not supposed to, like, respond to it. You're not supposed to cross the bar or it, like, signals that you've consented to the jurisdiction of the court.
I mean, I've heard a lot of theories. That one in particular is new to me.
You haven't heard that one?
I've heard some pretty crazy theories about how they, you know, set the courtroom up to look like a ship, so it's actually maritime law. I've heard a lot of weird stuff. And everybody's got their theories. You know, you've got the right, correct sentence that you can say, and then all of a sudden, magically, everything will be okay.
This was interesting in this case because we actually saw him put those theories into practice. The judge actually
and they worked
sort of respected them.
Interesting. Yeah, I was shocked by this. I mean, he didn't get the case dropped or anything like that, but he did have what was essentially a 2-part, 20-minute long. I would call it an argument with this judge. I
mean, absolutely.
The way he was essentially yelling at the judge. The way that he was treating this judge, you or I would have gone to jail for.
Oh, anybody would have gone to jail for this.
I'm absolutely certain of it. So I think she was being somewhat deferential toward him because he is really old. He's like 85. He looks like he's, you know, should be in a nursing home. I mean, but he's in good shape, and his mind is really sharp. But he's got that look to him. He's really old.
Well, I'm sure that helps, definitely.
He's
a state rep.
Yeah, the both of those things, I'm sure, probably had her thinking twice before, you know, she said contempt of court or whatever.
Which she didn't even threaten him with it.
Right.
She got close toward the end. She was like, this is the last time I'm going to say this
she
and this.
Did.
But then she said this is the last time like 3 more times.
Yeah.
So she was obviously really giving him some leeway. And he was wearing his badge from the state house. So, like, it was clear, you know, he's a state person, right? He's a state representative.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't cross the bar. Like, I've never seen someone do that before. First of all, to be fair, I've never seen anyone else try that. I've never seen anybody else in a courtroom try the, well, madam, I am not crossing this bar because that would mean I consent. He didn't explain why he wasn't crossing the bar because this was actually his second appearance in court. She just respected it. She let him stand behind the gate or whatever and just stand there the whole time.
Do you remember if he doesn't recognize the court Is that part of the claim, or is it just that he doesn't consent to the court?
Maybe we should pull up the video.
Yeah, I mean, this was pretty interesting.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts. And then coming up, speaking of video, I meant to play this last night, we just didn't get a chance. We were loaded up with phone calls of the photography is not a crime correspondent going into a police department. I'm just simply trying to ask for a complaint form. Seems easy, right?
One would think.
Wait till you try it. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here and take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the curious case of Dick Marple. He is a state representative here in New Hampshire. And one of the more eccentric state representatives. I really like the guy personally. We had the chance to have some lunch with him after his recent court appearance, and he's just one of those characters that's got a lot of cool stories to tell, and you know, he's got a lifetime, 85 years of experience doing all kinds of stuff. He actually was a cop for a period of time in his life, and now he's like a bust out of the system, courtroom conspiracy theorist, I don't know, courtroom theorist or whatever you want to call them, these folks that have done a lot of research into these different tactics and techniques that you can use, supposedly, in the courtroom to achieve some semblance of freedom from the system, which we've heard a lot of people call this show over the years and advocate these ideas. But almost every time, if we were to get one of these callers tonight, I always ask them the same question. Well, have you tried it?
And videoed it.
Well, even if they've just tried it, I want to know, because yeah. Most of them haven't. Most of them, number one, have never tried the theories out. They've just been doing research. I've done hundreds of hours of research, and I know how the court system works. Well, yeah. Have you ever been to court?
No.
Okay, well, you don't have credibility. You've only got credibility if you've actually taken these ideas and put them into play, and you have the most credibility if it's done on video. Which is why Dick Marple is the hero.
This is what makes it so interesting, is because we've got people in this area in New Hampshire who are, he's the first I've seen who's actually been willing to, you know, put some of these theories into practice or test them out.
Right.
But we've got people to video it.
Yes.
So that's what makes this interesting.
And this is like the first time, by the way. I've been here a decade now, and the last time somebody showed up here, there was one of these court gurus, let's call them that, people who have all the answers about how to, you know, behave in court, but they themselves aren't going out and doing it. And
well,
so,
you know, you can't make a bunch of money on your books when you're in jail, right?
But some of them don't promote books. Like the guy that was here, there was one guy here maybe like, I don't know, 7 years ago who came here and he'd like moved into the woods. So he wasn't living in Keene or in one of the cities to where, you know, he could have gotten a parking ticket or something and challenged it. He went out, moved into the woods, disappeared for a while. You didn't hear from him. And then one day he calls up Pork 411, which is an activist message voicemail service where you leave a message and it gets distributed out via email to a few hundred recipients. And he leaves this message saying, I'm summarizing here. He said, yeah, I'm getting ready to move out of New Hampshire, but I want to pass on all my knowledge before I go. So if anybody wants to get together with me, I'm willing to sit down with you and go over all of the court techniques that I know. And, you know, give me a call if you're interested. It's like, well, thanks for nothing, dude. You've done nothing whatsoever to show anybody that your court tactics have any kind of validity because you've never gone to court, at least in your time in New Hampshire. He had all these stories about the supposed experiences he had out in California, but he never got ticketed for anything like that. Wouldn't you think somebody who supposedly knows the one true answer for how to free yourself from the system, well, couldn't they just go and, like, I don't know, get a parking ticket? It's not hard to do. I got one today.
Yeah, what, they're $5, $10, something like that?
In Keene, New Hampshire, they are $5.
Yeah,
so
not
a big risk if it turns out your theory doesn't work. You know, $5, no big deal. And then, you know, if your theory does work, then you've got proof. You'll have video proof because I'll go and I'll record that.
You know, the thing I always find interesting, too, is even if they're right, okay, these judges kind of, you know, they kind of do what they want anyway, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, how would we even know if it worked? I mean, you'd almost have to have, a lot of people doing it to get
exactly.
any kind of idea of whether or not it's more effective or not.
Right. So it could just be a one-off. If they dismiss a case, you know, you could just say, well, they didn't want you there. They didn't want you making a ruckus in the courtroom. They, you know, you weren't worth their time. The $5 that they were going to get wasn't worth the time and effort that they would have to spend to deal with all your motions or whatever it is that you were doing. Now, Dick Marple won't file a motion. because because he believes that filing the motion is asking for permission, asking the judge for some sort of a favor, some sort of submitting to them, basically,
which would defeat the whole purpose.
Now,
according to his scheme,
did though, however, send something into the judge or something.
And the judge clarified in their discussion here, which we'll play some of it for you, that she acknowledges that he's not filing motions, that he's just making arguments.
Right.
So let me jump into some of this audio. But first, if you're going to go to court, you want to get a good night's sleep beforehand. You don't want to be in there bleary-eyed and, you know, off your game. You got to be on it. And so therefore, you should be sleeping on the MyPillow because it's probably the best pillow you'll ever use. And if it turns out that you don't agree, that you don't think it's the best pillow, no big deal. You can send it back within the first 60 days and get your money back. So get a good night's sleep because the MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, you can wash it. So you can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. It's a great pillow. I use it. You can go to MyPillow.com and put in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free, so two for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. By the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the pillow, so these guys really stand behind their product. MyPillow.com with code FTL for the discount. This is from Conker District Court. It's about 3 weeks ago when this happened. His full trial is scheduled for about 2 weeks from today, maybe about 13 days from now. So we're going to be back at it for this. But this gives you an example of what this guy was able to get away with. It's an amazing video, and it's available in full on the Free Keen YouTube channel. Here it is.
I know that you normally prefer to stay on the bench, but if you wish to come up, I understand that you still challenge the court's jurisdiction, but it's easier if you think you can hear me better if you're at the table here. That's fine.
I'm going to pay the table number eight.
Okay. I'll try to speak.
There's a couple of things I'd like to point out. Of course, the seal that's above your head on the wall, that's a corporate seal.
Okay, hold on just a second.
And that's what we're talking about. I don't enter the corporate jurisdiction.
Okay, he says, I don't enter the corporate jurisdiction. And that's now I'm somewhat familiar with a lot of these theories. I've done some of the research on it myself. I've tried to put some of them into play. I was given 3 contempt of court charges when I tried some of this stuff. But admittedly, I don't know it near as well as someone like Dick Marple. I just done some cursory research. And of course, whenever you go into a courtroom and you try some of this stuff, like not crossing the bar or whatever, if the judge throws the book at you and arrests you for contempt of court and you go to jail, then when you get out, if there's some guru who you've been, talking to about this, one of these court gurus, then they'll just say, oh, well, you just did it wrong. You need to go back in and, do it this way. You didn't do it the exact way that I taught you how to do it.
Yeah, they just nitpick one small little thing. Yeah. And
even though the reality is the judge does what they want.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. That's why they're called judges.
The number one rule of district court in New Hampshire is that the rules can be waived at any time. No joke. Rule 1.1, go pull up the district court rules. The judge can waive the rules at any time in the interests of justice. So he's saying this is a corporate jurisdiction. He doesn't want to enter the corporate jurisdiction. And that's a theory about the government not being, a legitimate government that was actually chosen by people by consent, that there's some sort of municipal corporation or some kind of corporate entity that is somehow not really a government. That's my understanding of that theory.
Sounds pretty deep.
More coming up here, 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're playing video that you and I actually recorded, Chris. Chris from Think Penguin is here with us tonight. Cody's joining us. You were not in attendance for this, so you're hearing this for the first time, Cody, along with our audience.
Yes.
It's, State Representative Dick Marple, who is facing a failure to appear charges for driving basically without a license or while license suspended, which is a crime in New Hampshire that they actually take pretty seriously. If you get caught for driving while license suspended enough times, they will give you what's called a habitual offender status, and you'll go to jail the next time they catch you as a habitual offender. You'll go in for a minimum of 1 year. It's insane.
There's. I was looking actually into driver's license history, what's behind it. And driver's licenses, up until 1960, even there were states who didn't have any driver's tests. So the whole argument that it's for safety, and I'm gonna put that in quotes now, is nonsense. That's not what it was.
It's for obedience.
It's
for revenue.
Right. And the last state in 1960 there was no requirements. And this was historically that's what it was. It wasn't started because of safety. That came later. and that right. argument. So, yeah.
And the fact is, you know, having a driver's license has not stopped people who are dangerous drivers from getting on the road.
No, of course not.
It hasn't stopped drunk people.
Just because you can pass a test doesn't necessarily mean you're a safe driver.
Right.
And so the whole.
By the way, when I took that test, I commented that a monkey could have taken that test. I mean, the driver's test is not a hard test to pass. It's
yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even think if it was harder, it would necessarily, you know, make the difference. I mean, people are going to study. They're going to pass. And, you know, it might take people longer, but, you know, it's such a crucial thing. You know, even if it took longer, you know, eventually people are going to pass it and they're still going to be bad drivers.
So before we get back into the video of Dick Marple in court doing some amazing stuff, like yelling at a judge and not getting arrested, just standing, not even going and crossing the bar. He's standing behind the little swingy door thing that, you know, normally people go in and they sit down. He's not doing that. He's breaking all the rules, so to speak, here in front of this judge. We'll get back into that. But first, Chris, you're the founder, the creator of thinkpenguin.com.
Yep.
It's a Linux-oriented hardware sales site, privacy-oriented also.
Yeah, it's very, well, I mean, we're very concerned about privacy and security, and
you sell computers.
We sell computers, routers, accessories, and basically
Wi-Fi cards.
Support them. Yeah, and we do a lot of behind the scenes stuff as far as getting support and sponsoring distributions and things like that, and free software. Yeah, and we are hiring at the moment.
You've been actually trying to hire for this job for a little while, but you've really kind of promoted it within the Keene area to some of the Liberty community. But a lot of people already have jobs, so what you're... I understand.
Which is kind of humorous because we're constantly being attacked for, oh, you don't have a job. Which is just not the case. Most people do have jobs.
And so what you're looking to do is put the word out to our listeners, who a lot of whom are geeks. They love the internet. They love Linux. They're interested in privacy. There's a number of people, especially in our hardcore internet listener audience, who qualify, I think, for that particular task. What is it that the job is, you know, kind of short description for somebody who's
interested? I mean, it's basically, we're a small company, so you wear a few hats, but basically it's assembling computers, putting orders together, you know, taking a phone call once in a while, mm-hmm. a little bit of support, tier one, not, you know, hard, you know, the harder stuff, but right. You just pass that off to somebody higher up. But so that's what
so it's putting orders together, yeah. Shipping them out,
yep.
Maybe some phone work, configuring the computer, like software kind of configurations.
Yeah, I mean basically, most of the time, if somebody calls up for support, they're going to be like, oh, how do I turn my computer on? Or you know, and then you tell them you press that big red button in the middle, and there's only one button. But that's a good percentage of the you know calls, or they have a question about price.
Familiarity with building computers from parts.
Yeah,
that's important.
Yep.
Familiarity with Linux, because these are all Linux computers.
Yeah, that's key right there.
Right. Let's see, customer service ability.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
And those are like three keys, I would say, right?
Yeah, I would say that.
And the willingness to move to Keene, New Hampshire. You have to actually
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, basically, you got to be able to drive and get yourself, you know, it's not downtown or anything, so you need a car. And
you live in West Keene, so wherever it is you live, you'll have to go to your house to work there.
Right? Yeah, our offices. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it's a home-based business, which is a nice thing to have, right? There's nothing wrong with a home-based business.
Yeah, yeah. Part of the house is.
So that's the gig. How would an interested party? Because I know there are people out there who are like, I want to move to New Hampshire, but I don't have a job there. Well, here you go.
Yep. Here's an opportunity. We brought a business to Keene,
right.
You know, and now there's opportunities for other people to come.
Get a resume.
Yeah.
Get together.
Yeah, definitely. Get a resume put together. Definitely need that. And you can send it to Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at thinkpenguin.com. And, you know, we'll take a look at it. And if it seems like you might be a good candidate, you know, you'll probably get a call for an interview.
Excellent. So that's Chris at thinkpenguin.com. So you've been looking for a reason to get out of where you are and come to New Hampshire. And you're interested in Keene. It's a special place. sometimes it's hard to find a good job in Keene, especially, you know, one working for a liberty-minded boss.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really a unique opportunity, and so check it out. Chris at thinkpenguin.com, if you think you meet those qualifications, send over your resume. As we continue here with more from Dick Marple, he has just told the judge, he's standing behind the bar, he's not crossed the bar in court, and this is Concord District Court. He's in there for driving while license suspended, I believe, is the charge, failure to appear. He didn't show up at court for that original charge and was arrested, actually, at Election Day. He was actually out at the polls campaigning for re-election, and the police came and arrested
him. That's right.
So he just calls out the judge and says that he does not consent to the jurisdiction of a corporation, basically, is what he said. There's a court. He points out the seal of the state of New Hampshire that's behind the woman, and he calls it a corporate seal. So here we go.
Okay, hold on just a minute. I just want to get the record straight. This is scheduled for a case status hearing. It was scheduled for a trial back in October. You failed to appear. A warrant was issued. You were picked up on the warrant, and the case was scheduled today for a case status hearing. Now go ahead. I know you had a couple challenges that you wish to put on the record, so go ahead.
You mentioned I picked up on a warrant. There's a few things that took place after the election, and that is I received two documents, which are, under the law, presentments from the corporation doing business as the court here. This is a private corporation. In fact, the Supreme Court of this state is a private corporation operating for profit and providing a judicial service to another corporation. And that corporation has a seal above your head and what is here, top seal, on what I call the technical manual for legislators and judges.
All right. So he's making a lot of statements here about this is a corporation. It's a private corporation that's doing business with another private corporation. So he's saying the Concord District Court is a corporation. He's saying they're doing business on behalf of or for the corporation known as the State of New Hampshire. And the funny thing is, one of the theories that these guys have is that you can prove that these are corporations by going to look them up on what's called Dun & Bradstreet. Now, Dun & Bradstreet is some sort of, like, ratings service for companies.
Yeah.
That rates, like, I don't know if it's, like, their financial viability
or
something.
It is financial viability. It's one of those, oh, man, they're... I just can't stand the system. So yeah, I mean, it's basically a private corporation that basically rates, any kind of corporation or, you know, government for that matter, their credit worthiness, basically. And,
right.
It's a horrible thing. I've always avoided them because they're corrupt as words I can't say on the radio.
And one of the things that these theorists will say is you can go and you can look up the police department, the court, the state. All these things, you can search for their corporate name on Dun & Bradstreet, and they'll come up as a corporation.
Yeah,
I've done this.
This is true.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Cody.
We're going down the rabbit hole here tonight. We've got the video that I don't think we've played any of this until tonight, of Dick Marple, state representative. He's 85 years old, and he knows a thing or two about the corporate government, and he's getting into it with a judge in a courtroom in Concord District Court in New Hampshire.
And he's a state rep.
And he's a state representative. So she is very gentle with how she treats him. Not only is she talking to a state representative, but she's also in front of a full courtroom, which was one of the more interesting things. Was I could not understand why they called Dick Marple first. Because a lot of the times when activists go to court, they know that there's going to be some kind of weird stuff happening that's unusual, right? Like, normally when people go to court, they shuffle in front of the judge, they look down at their feet, they look down, and they don't make eye contact. And then,
can I just get a plea deal yet?
Right, and then the judge says, well, how do you plea? And they say, guilty. And then, you know, they've already reached a deal with the prosecutor before they go up there, and then they say thank you to the judge after he issues them the sentence. And it's just a real sad kind of situation to watch most of these things.
And then you get to listen to the judge criticize you for something you may or may not have actually done.
That happens, too.
After you plead guilty, of course.
And then they come up with some arbitrary amount of money that you have to pay, and, of course, they dutifully pay as much as they can, or they'll get on a payment plan where they have to pay 20% more because they're going to make payments to the court over time because, well, the court loves to go after poor people. The system loves to, you know, target the poorest among us, and so it's just this kind of ongoing parade of these poor people people being abused and raped by the system. And
it's a pretty profitable and well-oiled machine.
Boy,
they got going on over there.
You sit in that court, any courtroom, any district court, anywhere, and just start counting the money. Just take notes. Sit there for an hour or two and just start taking notes on what the fines are. And you'll be up to several $1,000s by the time you leave the room. I mean, every day, thousands and thousands of dollars are going from people who generally can't afford it into the court system. So it just encourages them. So,
because that's how they learn their lesson, right? Especially if you're poor.
Right, which is
why. You just have to pay a bunch of money you definitely don't have, and then you'll never do it again.
Oh, yeah, because nobody ever comes back to court. Oh, wait, yeah, they're back there all the time.
Well, imagine, you know, if you lose all of your money, you end up homeless. What kind of things do you do when you don't have a home?
Probably things you shouldn't be doing.
Well, yeah, because you've run out of options.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's truly a human tragedy every single day of the week. And most people, the respectables, they have no idea that this is going on. The respectables just think, well, those are bad people in that courthouse. They deserve what they get. They've been arrested. And they don't even want to hear, what's going on. They're not interested in the story. So, anyway, we're going to continue with some of this audio here from Representative Dick Marple as he challenges things. Why they called him first, I don't know. It's like, whenever I'm in a courthouse, they'll either call us first, us being activist types, or they'll call us dead last. Now, dead last makes sense. Like, oh, these activists are here. Let's make them wait 4 hours before we actually call their, call their case. That's something they can do. It's within their purview. They can decide who to call when. So usually you have to wait until every other case is done. Then the courtroom is completely cleared out so no one gets to witness what goes on except for my video camera. In this case, I had my camera. You had yours as well, Chris. And it was, I believe, your first time recording at a courthouse.
It was, and it was quite interesting.
Yeah, we'll get to that part of the video coming up here in moments because that's probably one of the more entertaining segments here. But it was amazing because they actually had a full courtroom full of dozens of people who were waiting to be arraigned. And they called Dick Marple first, so he's calling out this judge as a corporate entity here, or a representative of a corporation.
This is the supreme law of the land, and I'm going to refer to it right now because you mentioned the warrant that I picked up on. Article 87 says form of writ, that's a warrant. I have no evidence that Article 87 was obeyed or complied with. After being arrested, I asked, where's the warrant? He said, electronic warrant. I said, what's an electronic warrant? That's no signature of the court. That's no signature of the or seal of the court. That's no signature for the, this is a violation of Article 87.
And it's not uncommon to find within government unsigned documents. Jay Noon will tell you that when he was going through, our Wednesday Night co-host will tell you that when he was going through the tax sale process where the government was stealing his house from him, there were unsigned court
and
documents in that case.
Did they not tell him that they don't need a warrant? Or no, they don't need a signature in order for it to be a valid warrant? Something
that
like
sounds
that?
Familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just an incredible
claim. It's amazing.
Claim.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Well, then why is there a signature line there? What's the point of that?
Yep.
Dick Marple, I think, is onto something here. But the thing is, and, before we go too far down the rabbit hole, you got to realize when you can go and spend years of your life, as Dick Marple has done, researching this stuff. And he may be absolutely right. Like, oh, you didn't follow Article 87. You didn't sign this warrant. It wasn't a real warrant. It didn't have a signature on it. It needs to have a signature of a judge. It's not an actual warrant until it does. You can go ahead and say, okay, he's right. You've done the research. It's proven. It's true. But if they're not willing to follow their own rules, it doesn't do any good. And that's where all of this breaks down. And I love Dick Marple. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a hero. I'm going to continue to follow his case. We'll be there for the next court hearing
definitely.
To make sure, to keep an eye on this and get video of this. Because it's interesting to watch. It's educational. But ultimately, he's probably going to get found guilty on this. And he's going to bring up whatever objections he brings up. He's going to have, whatever objections to jurisdiction and so on and so forth. And eventually this judge is going to be like, yes, I have jurisdiction, Mr. Marple, and you are being found guilty today. Now, gentlemen, put him in handcuffs and take him away. Remanded. You're remanded to the custody of the Department of Corrections. So, they have all of this pomp and circumstance around what is ultimately a kidnapping and extortion racket. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And Dick can see through that, but he is like a lot of these theorists who believe that if they just say the right things, that they'll be able to get them to leave them alone.
Well, this is what I wonder. It's kind of like what's going through the mind of the judge when he hears some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Is it A, what are you talking about? Or B, oh, crap, they're on to us.
Yeah.
Or is it C, I'm going to go look this up and double check.
Good question.
You know, it could be one of many things. And imagine that every judge is going to know everything ever.
Yeah, they do. Right. They do look it up. They do go back and look it up. The problem is that they ignore everything you said and find some way to squeeze it in where you're guilty, even though their reading of the law was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm really just curious as to whether or not, you know, some of these tricks and things, you know, the things that Marple's trying to do right now, is things that they are aware of a possibility of people doing. And they're just not going to, like, publicly let that information out. Because
I don't know about that. Because why would they be having to look it up if it was the case that they already knew?
Well, they don't always have to look it up. I think Cody's right. I think that, you know, bureaucrats talk to one another. They know that we're out here. They know that the Liberty Activist community exists here in New Hampshire. Many of the police spend their time watching our videos. Even if they don't live in Keene, cops all across the state, you know, They know what Robin Hood of Keene is. They know what a lot of the projects here have been. Many of them have probably seen a lot of the videos that we've made, and some of them have commented. You know.
Do you think it makes them kind of feel like they need to brush up on their own knowledge of the law?
I think so.
They don't do something. They don't screw
they
up
look
so
stupid.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't want to like really mess up and get called out and.
But
you know,
this is the kind
that.
Of thing where they probably are trading emails of like, oh, Dick Marple came into the court today, tap, 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 and here's, you know, what, here's how I handled it. You know, they're probably sharing information about this or like, what do you do if one of these guys says such and such?
You know what I always found interesting is that the police actually, this is what I've encountered personally, the police actually will run from you when you're trying to do any kind of police accountability. You know, video recording.
And you've been out doing cop block.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So yeah, and cop block for people who don't know is basically police accountability with a kind of extremist kind of name to it. But
you're hitting the streets. You've got a video camera.
There's all these police accountability. There's all sorts of different police accountability groups all over the place.
Right.
And this is one of them. So you know, we go out there and we record video of basically police stops and police interactions, and you know, we find out what's going on, and
they pack it up when you show up on the scene.
Yeah,
right?
it's interesting because a lot of times, and usually even when they're not doing anything, you know, they're not pulled somebody over, if you come near them, they run. And we've actually seen,
walk quickly.
Well, in their cop cars, they'll get into their cop cars and
they will flee.
They will take off. And I've seen them go to, you know, we were actually in Vermont and they actually float across the border to New Hampshire, Vermont cops, and to hang out with the New Hampshire cops. And then when we showed up again to where we found them again, and again they would flee.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's when you try to question them, they basically give you wrong information and all sorts of stuff.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of cops, I've actually got a cop video coming up here in moments, and more from court as well. Free talk live.
Anything happens when you don't advertise? Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.